When you're in love, the whole world is Jewish.
De Broadway a Gran Vía. Y hoy os traemos una comedia que, a diferencia del Violinista sobre el Tejado, o West Side Story, o My Fair Lady, no tuvo la repercusión internacional de estas, pero cuando se estrenó sí obtuvo un gran éxito en los Estados Unidos. Se trata de When You're in Love, the Whole World is Jewish. Digamos, cuando estás enamorado, el mundo, todo el mundo, es judío. Una comedia musical auténticamente judía, fruto de la colaboración de Bob Booker y George Foster. Empezamos con Will You Believe It?
I've had a lot of thrills in my life. Three kids, a gorgeous wife, such looks. I'm thrilled about my car, a Riviera, my sister Sarah, and John O'Hara's books. But the thrill of thrills that gave my heart a clout was the thrilling night when I thrillingly found out. Steve McQueen is Jewish, would you believe it? He's just like you and I, couldn't you almost die? And Cary Grant is Jewish, could you conceive it? Such a living doll in a prayer shawl. Marlon Brando's Jewish, Pat O'Brien and Richard Conte. Not to mention that lovely couple, Harry and Belafonte. Frank Sinatra's Jewish, could you believe it? Sean Connery and Lyndon Johnson, too. As a matter of fact, the whole world is Jewish since I fell in love with you, Rosie McGonagall, since I fell in love.
La grabación que escuchamos se realizó con público en vivo en los estudios de Columbia Records en Nueva York en enero de 1966. Las risas que escuchan no son risas enlatadas, son risas del público de verdad. En aquella época no existían ese tipo de risas. Entre los actores destacaban Frank Gallop, Bob McFadden, Jack Guilford, Valerie Harper, Betty Walker o Lou Jacoby. Escuchen ahora el tema The Ballad of Irving, interpretado por Frank Gallop y que llegó al número uno de las listas de venta norteamericanas. Sí, 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 como lo oyen.
He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big Short Irving. Big Short Fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the west. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread, schlepping a salami and pumpernickel bread. He always followed his mother's wishes, even on the range he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. A 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143, walking the Salt Saloon like a man insane, and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. The James boys was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, Irving, we need your gun. Well, that train pulled in at the break of dawn. Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. finally, Irving got three slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big dum-dum Irving. Big dum-dum dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Really?
Cuando estás enamorado, todo el mundo es judío. Fue creado, escrito y dirigido por Bob Booker y George Foster. No fue la primera ni la última colaboración entre ambos. De hecho, esta obra viene precedida de otras de gran éxito como The First Family o You Don't Have to Be Jewish. La gran diferencia es que, cuando estás enamorado, todo el mundo es judío, se añadieron además números musicales dirigidos por Dick Williams. Escuchen ahora Things Might Have Been Different.
Things might have been different in the USA
if some of these things had happened.
We'd all be Jewish today.
When Christopher Columbus sailed across the ocean blue, he made his famous voyage with a Spanish-speaking crew. The shores of Puerto Rico were all that Chris could reach. But if his crew was Jewish, he'd have reached Miami Beach.
Things might have been different. Things might have been different.
The pilgrims came to Plymouth Rock, and when their crops decreased, a friendly band of Indians took the pilgrims to a feast. If those were Jewish Indians, Thanksgiving we would eat. Potato latkes, matzo balls, and strictly kosher meat.
We all remember still. He bought Manhattan Island for a $20 bill. If Peter had been Jewish for not one extra sou, he would have got Manhattan and the Bronx and Brooklyn too.
Valley Forge, the Continental Army nearly froze. They spent that awful winter with no food and frozen toes. If Washington was Jewish instead of Valley Forge, the army would have checked in up at Grossinger's with George.
I wonder if the tale of Ponce de Leon is the truth. They say that he was searching for a fountain full of youth. If Leon had been Jewish, an ancestor of mine, he would have found a fountain full of Manischewitz wine.
Booker y Foster formaron a principios de los años 60 una pareja de productores y compositores musicales cómicos de gran éxito. Sus producciones fueron un referente y casi siempre estaban en el número uno de las listas americanas hasta la llegada inevitable de los Beatles o los Rolling Stones. El mayor éxito lo alcanzaron con la obra teatral You Don't Have to Be Jewish, con la que fueron nominados al Grammy como la mejor grabación cómica en 1965. Nos despedimos con tres piezas del segundo acto de Cuando estás enamorado, todo el mundo es judío. Estas son A Call from Greenwich Village, Shtick y When You're in Love, The Whole World is Jewish. Hasta la semana que viene.
A Call from Greenwich Village.
Hello.
Hello, Mama.
Hello, sweetheart. My Shirley is calling on the telephone. She's calling her mother, who misses her very much. Since Shirley doesn't call so often, since she moved into our own apartment with a girlfriend named Beverly in Greenwich Village. And I haven't heard from her since yesterday afternoon. It's my Shirley.
Mama, how do you feel, Mama?
How should I feel when I fixed up your room so nice with blue drapes you always wanted down to the floor and the velvet bedspread? So when you get tired of that way of life in Greenwich Village, your room will be here waiting for my Shirley.
Listen, Mama, there's something you ought to know.
And how should I feel when Dr. Kleiman told me just this morning in an emergency visit to the house that my varicose veins are popping out again? And I'm not getting enough sleep. I haven't slept for 6 weeks since you've been gone, not to speak of my headaches and my palpitations. All of which Dr. Kleiman says is because I'm worried about you, my Shirley.
Mama, you're not listening to me. I better just go ahead and tell you what I have to tell you. I met a boy.
That's nice. And did you know that while I was up all night deathly sick from worrying about you, I made a whole quart of kreplach soup you love so much. I went to the post office 5 o'clock this morning and mailed it strictly special delivery to my Shirley.
Mom, I met this boy and last night we ran away and got married.
That's very nice. So I said to myself, what's the difference if I'm sick? But at least I had you for 32 years. And it was wonderful, especially after your father left for Bagels and Lox one Sunday morning 7 years ago and never came back. Thank you for being my Shirley.
That's not all, Mama. He doesn't have a job and his name is Michael O'Neill.
It's so nice that my Shirley called her mother today to say hello so I can hear the beautiful voice of my Shirley.
Mom, I'm so happy that you're not the least bit upset.
Why should I be upset? I have no reason to be upset. 'Cause the minute I hang up the phone, I'm gonna kill myself.
Stick. S-C-H-T-I-C-K. Shtick. A bit. A piece of comedy business. An amusing happening. Plural. Shticklock.
Shtick, 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 shtick. Here's a happening. Here's the fun. Here is shtick number one.
The Traveler.
Sylvia, I understand you were on the continent.
That's right.
Did you get to Rome?
Certainly.
Well, what did you think of the Colosseum?
All right, if you like modern.
Stick, 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 stick. These are the jokes, old and new. Here is stick number two.
The Panhandler.
Pardon me, mister. Can you spare a dime for a glass of tea?
I will not. You stopped me once before today. I gave you a dime for your glass of tea not 20 minutes ago.
Mister, please, stop living in the past.
Stick, 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 stick. Have a lunch. Have a glass of tea. Enjoy, enjoy. Stick number three.
The Cemetery.
Oh, why did you die? I, why did you die? Why did you die?
Pardon me, sir, but I've been watching you here at the grave for over a half hour. I guess the deceased was a close relative.
No, I never met him. I, why did you die? Why did you die?
I beg your pardon, sir. You say you never met him and you carry on like this. Then tell me, who is buried here?
My wife's first husband. Why did you die? Why?
When you're in love,
the whole world is Jewish. When you're in love, rabbits will turn to mink. You seem to fly, you wink and feel so chipper. The moon is a yarmulke high in the sky, and each day is Yom Kippur.
When you're in love,
Each deal is a big deal. Never again will men call you a schlemiel. Yes, when you start to fall, the world is your own matzo ball. And everything's borrowed and blue, old and newish. Sort of glass of tea for two-ish. Cause the whole world is Jewish when you're in love. You just take your picture. Mama won't mind to find you brought home a Schickser. You're on the loop, Niagara will spill chicken soup.
Everything's borrowed, blue, old, and new.
Lovely, lovely.
Sort of glass of tea for two.
It's a Machiah. Cause the whole world is Jewish when you're